From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that voters in New York have a rare Thursday primary election September 13th. The marquee contests are the statewide Democratic primaries for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, with a few local races too. Incumbent Andrew Cuomo squares off against actor Cynthia Nixon on the Democratic line for governor. Incumbent Kathy Hochul is Cuomo's running mate, challenged by New York City Councilwoman Yumani Williams on the Democratic Party line in the lieutenant governor's race. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, former gubernatorial candidate and Fordham Law School professor Zephyr Teachout, New York City public advocate Latia James, and Lucia Eve, an attorney who sits on the Port of Authority Board of Commissioners and was a candidate for lieutenant governor in 2006, are running for attorney general on the Democratic line. There are also three attorney general candidates on the Reform Party line: Nancy Silwa, Mike Dieterich, and Christopher Garvey. In Ulster County, Democrats choose between incumbent Paul Van Blockham and newcomer Juan Figueroa for county sheriff. Van Blockham will be on the November ballot as a Republican, whether he wins or loses the Democratic primary. In the 106th Assembly District, which includes Northern Dutchess and parts of Columbia County, William Truitt and Dee Dee Barrett vie for the Independence Party line. Barrett will also face a write-in challenge for the Women's Equality Party line. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jess McKinley reports for the New York Times of the changing story for why the New York State Democratic Party sent out a false and misleading campaign mailer wrongly implying that a Democrat running for governor, Cynthia Nixon, was anti-Semitic. The mailer went to 7,000 households and cost about $11,000, and both Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state Democrats say it was wrong to send the mailer. But officials are only releasing few details about who was responsible for the flyer's anti-Semitic language and the timing, just before Rosh Hashanah and the September 13th primary. The party's executive director, Geoff Berman, said on September the 10th, and I quote, "As we have said, this mailer was a mistake and completely inappropriate. The party does not discuss internal processes, but we take this matter very seriously and are putting rigorous controls in place to ensure it never happens again," end quote. Cuomo oversees the party but has not taken responsibility for the mailer. On September 11th, Cuomo campaign identified the creator as, and I quote, "an individual helping the campaign on constituency outreach," end quote. But Cuomo campaign spokesperson Abby Collins wouldn't say who approved the message, which accused Nixon of being, and I quote, "silent on the rise of anti-Semitism," end quote. State Democrats have offered to send another mailer clearing up the matter. Nixon said, and I quote, "I wonder when that mailer will go out. Would it perhaps arrive the day after the election or perhaps next week?" end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. The Ichabod Crane School District posted a social media September 11th that, and I quote, "after dismissal, it was brought to the attention of Ichabod Crane administration that a high school student had made a post on social media that was considered threatening to the high school. After a thorough investigation by the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and administration, it was determined there was no credible threat to the schools or its students," end quote. David Bartlett, Columbia County Sheriff, also posted on social media about the incident at the Columbia County School. And I quote, "You may see additional deputies and troopers on the grounds today. I will also be on campus today working with staff. Please know that your children are safe. ICC did a great job yesterday contacting us immediately when the information was relayed to them. If anyone has any questions, please let me know," end quote. Melanie Lekachevic in Columbia Green Media reports that the village of Ravenna has a new parking law as of September 1st. There are fewer parking spaces now in Ravenna because of safety issues, with no parking signs added on four areas of Main Street. Watch for restrictions between Harris and Van Hosen Avenues, between Pulver Avenue and Mountain Road, between Mountain Road and Lixt Street to the Congregational Christian Church entrance, and Pulver Avenue running east for approximately 50 feet. Last month, the village opened a new municipal parking lot at the corner of Main Street and Pulver Avenue. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The remnants of Hurricane Gordon dropped lots of rain on the Hudson Valley earlier in the week, and now Hurricane Florence is about to do this to the Carolinas to our south. The storm is expected to linger over the Carolinas and Virginia over the weekend, and New York will be on the outskirts of the storm. The Associated Press is reporting at the News 10 Albany website that Amtrak is modifying schedules and canceling trains south of Washington because of Hurricane Florence. There won't be any auto train, Silver Meteor, and Crescent service from Wednesday through Sunday, and the Carolinian and Piedmont trains are canceled from September 13th through September 16th. Northeast regional trains will not operate south of Washington. Also, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced September 12th that 50 airmen from the 106th Rescue Wing of the New York Air National Guard are assembling at Gorbisky Air National Guard Base to help with Hurricane Florence response. The team from 106th Rescue Wing will travel to Dover Air Force Base, and some elements will depart from the base as early as September 12th. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.